You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis made his second visit to Rome's Cathedral St. John Lateran in his many days on Monday evening to open the Diocese of Rome's annual pastoral conference. During his visit, the Holy Father met with a group of refugees who have been hosted by Roman parishes. 38 parishes and religious communities responded to the Pope's appeal for them to do their part by hosting persons fleeing war and poverty. Opening the convention, Pope Francis spoke about its theme of helping parents to educate their teenage children. Linda Bordoni has more.
Pope Francis opened Rome's annual diocesan meeting on Monday evening with a reflection on how to accompany parents in educating their adolescent children. Offering several assumptions, the Bishop of Rome invited the city's pastors to think, in the Roman dialect that is, with the faces of their flocks fixed in their minds. Family life and the education of adolescents in a big metropolis like this, he said, requires particular attention. The complexity of the capital does not admit of reductive syntheses, but stimulates us to think in the form of a polyhedron in which every neighbourhood finds its own echo in the diocese. Pope Francis then reflected on the modern experience of being uprooted. He said an uprooted society or uprooted family is a family without a history, memory or roots. For this reason, one of the first things we must think about is how to provide roots and relationships and how to promote a vital network to allow them to feel at home.
Loro cercano in molti modi la vertigine.
The Pope said the adolescent's experience is one of tension and transition between childhood and adulthood. He called this a precious and difficult time in which the whole family is called to grow. And he invited the Roman pastors to not treat adolescence as a pathology to be medicated. Rather, he said, it is a normal part of growth, since where there is life, there is movement and change. The Holy Father said this offered parents a unique opportunity to stimulate young people by involving them in projects that challenge them to reach their full potential. In conclusion, the Pope said one of the greatest threats to the education of teenagers is the idea of eternal youth.
I ragazzi vogliono essere grandi e i grandi vogliono essere o sono diventate adolescenti.
He said that when adults want to stay young and young people want to be adults, there's a hidden risk of leaving them out of their own growth processes because their parents have taken their place. This, the Pope said, deprives teenagers of an experience of confrontation necessary for growth into adulthood. I'm Linda Bordoni.